NPR's Eric Westerveld is in the center of Baghdad, where he joins us now. Eric, what kind of a day has it been for you, and who's with you there?
Well, it's another long day here in Baghdad. I spent part of the day with Alpha Company Wild Bunch as they helped clear the buildings of the former Iraqi intelligence services. There was essentially nothing in there. It looks like it was cleared out weeks, if not months ago. But as we were kind of getting ready to leave this area, which was not secured yet by the U.S. military forces, we came under fire from perhaps eight Iraqi soldiers or more with rocket-propelled grenades. But kind of par for the course here in Baghdad, as you know, these kind of guerrilla-style fighters who still have not given up opened fire on the tank company, and the tank company responded.
Now, you have the commander of the tank company there with you, I'm told.
Yeah, let me pass it off to Andy Hilmes. He's the commander of Wild Bunch. Here he is.
Okay. Hi, Robert. How are you?
Hi, Captain Hilmes. How are you today? We've heard here about, about the suicide bombing at a Marine post in Baghdad. Eric just told us about how your company came under fire today. How do you describe the degree of security that your company enjoys now in the Iraqi capital?
Overall, I think it's pretty good. What we've seen mainly is there's just certain areas of the town where there's a little bit more resistance and ambushes with rocket-propelled grenades. These guys come at us and basically, you know, fire at our vehicles as we're moving through the town. So we return fire back at them and usually overwhelm them with superior firepower.
What does this mean in terms of the way you regard Iraqis whom you see in the streets of Baghdad? Do you look at everybody suspiciously, as though that's a potential assailant, or do you look at them as people who are pleased to see you there?
Unfortunately, you have to regard everyone with a little bit of suspicion, because one thing we've noticed is most of the folks who've been engaging us are wearing civilian clothes. So every car that you come near, every civilian who walks past your position, you have to immediately treat them as someone suspect. Sometimes that includes possibly having to fire warning shots if somebody gets a little bit too close, but usually that's just a last resort.
Have you had to do that yet, to fire warning shots?
Yes, and they generally work pretty well.
Is it a challenge to keep your men absolutely on their guard and feeling ready for battle at any moment, now that you're in Baghdad, now that you're not coming up that road and engaging big military units?
Actually, no. I'd say it's not. In the city, your observation and fields of fire are not as great as they might be in the countryside. It's a little bit easier to spot a tank in the open desert than it is to spot a rifleman who's hidden behind the window in the third story of a building. So I think the guys are actually a little bit more on edge, a little bit more focused in the urban environment like we are in now.
What is your sense of what your company's mission is right now? I mean, beyond tonight and tomorrow morning, but what are you doing now?
At this point, we're just rooting out the last pockets of resistance within Baghdad. There are still parts of this city that the more fanatical followers of Saddam's regime are still holed up in, and we're slowly rooting these guys out. I would say that, again, the city overall is fairly stable. We've been here now, I guess, for almost 3 days. Each day it's gotten quite a bit quieter. The civilians are more friendly. They're coming out now. They're giving us information. They're pinpointing where some of the followers of the Ba'ath Party regime are, helping us out. They're pointing out weapons caches, helping us destroy those. So it's gotten a little bit easier, but at this point now, we're just trying to root out the last of the resistance within the city.
Well, Captain Hilmes, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Sure. Thank you.
Captain Andy Hilmes, who commands the Army Tank Company that NPR's Eric Westerveld accompanied today in Baghdad.